We heard from the Dungeons & Dragons duo, D&D, Dave and Dan. The alignment. We heard from Dave Canales and Dan Morgan at the NFL meetings over the last 2 days. We wanted to bring that audio to you. We'll start with Dave Canales because yesterday I set the bar. Before we heard Dave Canales talk, I said I want to be on record with what I want to hear from Dave Canales so I can't move the goalposts on him when he talks. So I can't say, like, oh, I just want to hear whatever and then go, I didn't hear this, that, or that. I didn't want to move the goalposts. So I said he better have a plan for Bryce Young. That was my number one tangible thing he could say. He better have a plan for Bryce Young. Luckily, it does sound like they have a plan for Bryce Young. Here's Dave Canales on fixing Bryce's footwork.
So it's no different than the approach that we took with Russell, with Geno, with Baker, is we are going to become the concepts where Bryce looks most confident. And how do you tell that? Look at the firmness of the back foot on the delivery, whether it's a plant throw or one hitch. Mm. There's just this really solid look and an aggression just exploding off that back foot. You see it all across the league. You see those anticipatory throws. Well, these are concepts that these guys love. We'll start to hone in on some of those, but we're going to have to throw a lot at them to kind of discover those. But you talked about the footwork part, right? That's every year, every quarterback. We go right back to the basics. We start with the stance under center. We balance the feet, get your left foot into the instep of the right. Okay, my chest is up, my eyes are up so I can see every part of the field. We take it from that basic starting point, regardless of how many years the quarterback's been in there, but we just take that. Then we start to build the drop. Then we build the footwork, and then specifically what you're saying, we look at the concept and we say, how can we make this footwork intelligent to this concept? Because if you watch, most quarterback footwork, they take about 3 steps from the gun.
Little bit of football nerd, little bit of this is our plan for Bryce Young, little bit of you know who I am. And when I say that, I mean, it took him about 2 seconds to go Russell, Geno, Baker, which also sounds like I develop quarterbacks. Here is my resume. Stand on business. That's Dave Canales saying, watch me work. How am I going to fix Bryce Young? You see what I do. Secondly, it wasn't just about fixing his footwork. It was about learning from his footwork, which I appreciate. It is watching his footwork because happy feet is something that like color commentators throw out a lot. Oh, you got a little happy feet. But really what it is, it's not confident feet, right? Think of it like, I don't know. I was, you know, the rough and tumble world of communication major in college, right? A lot of people like to make fun of the old comm majors. But we took an entire class on nonverbal communication. And one of the subjects or the curriculum was trying to spot liars, right? It was nonverbal communication. And what was the number one, right? Like fidgety. It was moving a lot. It was your eyes are darting all over the place. It means you're not confident, right? It means you're not aware of what's going on. You're trying to make things up as you go. So what he's saying is the plays that we watch his feet and his feet are confident, 1, 2, 3, plant, throw. Okay, that's a play that he likes, right? He might not even consciously realize he likes it, but his body is telling us he knows that play. Let's call that one more. More importantly, let's find what it is about that play, the concepts, the routes, the receiver he's throwing to that allows his body to trust it, and let's do more of that. Again, a little bit of quarterback nerd there, little bit of watch me work, little bit of a plan for Bryce Young. Dan Morgan looks at it from a different level, right? Because he's a GM. He's looking at it from roster development. He's looking at it from who can we surround Bryce Young with. Here's Dan Morgan on how to get Bryce Young to the next level.
We want Bryce Young to be the best version of himself, not try to be anybody else or live up to my expectations or anybody else's expectations, because the Bryce Young that I scouted in college and saw glimpses of last year, I know the type of player he is, but he's not going to do it all by himself. You know, it takes all 11 guys and more to, you know, execute this offense and execute it at a high level. Like I know that he can. So it's a team effort, you know, all three phases, they all got to play together. It's not just going to be on Bryce. Everybody's got to play together. And that's what team football is about. And that's what we're going to be about.
Here's what I think that means, because there is a hint of difference, right? When he says, I want him to be the best version of himself, I want him to do what he does best, to me, from a GM's chair rather than a coach's chair, that means we don't want him to have to cover for anybody, right? We want him to do what he does best. We don't want him to have, like, if what he does best is get through progressions, right? 1 to 5, right? First receiver, second receiver, third receiver, get all the way through. We don't want him to feel like he has to get rid of the ball too quick because the offensive line can't protect, right? We don't want him to feel like he has to compensate for receivers not being able to get open. We want him to do what he does best, and that means having the roster around him that allows him to do that without being forced into anything else. Another thing I thought that was interesting from Dan Morgan from the GM's chair is he talked long-term how he wants to build the Panthers roster, and that was through the draft.
We are going to build this thing through the draft, draft and develop our own talent, and hopefully they pan out. We can extend them and we can keep our own. But that's the plan as of now. And then obviously, you know, supplementing in free agency, I think that's going to be, you know, obviously one of the things that we're going to do as well. But yeah, we're going to build this thing the right way, which I feel is through the draft.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Through the draft, to me, means you think you have job security. We see it every year, right? Somebody who's on a hot seat, where do they go spend all the money in free agency? They trade away a whole bunch of draft picks for players that can help them right now. You may have seen this from Scott Fitterer not too long ago, where you feel like, I gotta do something. We need to be so much better right now. If you're planning through the draft, I think that means you believe you're going to be around in 3, 4, 5 years. It's you know, that moment in a relationship where the other person says, like, hey, do you want to go on a vacation next summer? And you're like, it's not even winter yet. I guess you think we're going to be together for a while, right? It's like, you know, next summer, are you still, like, what are you talking about? Like, when he starts saying we're going to build through the draft and we have to hit on more than we don't, what he's saying is, we're going to put things in place now that we might not see the benefit of for 2 or 3 years. Some rookies take a minute, right? If you feel like you got to win right now, it'd be, well, we like draft picks, but also if the right deal is out there, we'll send away all our picks for the win now microwavable pizza version of a team.
Just ask the Rams what they think about all them picks.
Just ask the Rams. Although they tried to give them away. That the Panthers didn't want him.
Well, there's that.
For Brian Burns. They tried to give away a whole bunch of them. I just look at it. When Dan Morgan says he wants to build through the draft, I think that's what most people want to hear from their team. Build from the draft. Build through the draft. Yes, that's the way to do it from the foundation up. Build the right way. And most decisions in the NFL are made with job security in mind. So it's like, yeah, I'd love to build through the draft too. Unfortunately, I don't want to make a whole bunch of draft picks that if they turn out well, the next guy gets the credit for, so I'm trading them for an all-pro right now. Like, that's the thought process that so many GMs have. So if Dan Morgan is being honest with us there, and we have no reason to believe he's not just saying, I want to build through the draft. He's saying, I have the time to build through the draft. Maybe that means David Tepper isn't in his ear going, you better win the division right now. You better fill seats in that stadium. Beyonce fills them. You have to fill them too. I don't know if that's how Tepper talks, but that's in my mind how Tepper talks. We have to talk Canes, everybody. Jake Guentzel.
Let's go.
Jake Guentzel gets to go back to Pittsburgh wearing a Cane sweater tonight.
All of the feels for him, I'm sure.
I want you to go there to show them what they're missing, right? Put a little salt on it, right? Don't make it all lovey-dovey. Make sure you're aware of which you know team smart tech you ride with now for the Steve Carell fans. The Canes are your squad now. There's going to be a moment. Like, actually, do you know who we should talk to?
Who?
Jordan Staal.
That's right.
Right? Very, like, oh, did you win a cup early in your career in Pittsburgh and then come to Carolina? Well, here's how
you got traded, yes.
Yeah, here's how you can completely switch the allegiances and be a Cane through and through. Listen, Jake Kensel has been on fire since joining the Canes. In 8 games, they have a 6-1-1 record. He has 2 goals and 10 assists. Obviously, 12 points there. And the advanced analytics like him even more. You start looking at the high leverage chances or the time on ice or the plus minus. Like, the advanced analytics like him even more.
That's why so many people thought he'd be a great fit for Carolina.
First of all, I agree with that. He is a great fit for Carolina. After watching him these last 8 games, I think he'd be a great fit everywhere.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like, what team is going to be like, what, you're just setting other people up to score constantly with awesome chances? Who wants to play with that guy? Everyone wants to play with that guy. I was expecting him to come in and almost press to be that clutch goal scorer. Every close game, I thought he was going to be trying to snipe. It hasn't been that. He's just been in the flow going, listen, if you have the best shot, I'm going to set you up. If the best thing is puck movement, let's get this bad boy whipping around. And they've been doing it very, very well. They're in a good mind space. They're in a good head space. They're in just a solid overall vibe with Kensel. I don't want to mess any of that up. I don't want anyone getting caught in the feels. Right? We've all had that buddy, that friend, maybe broke up with someone, maybe went through a tough breakup. Maybe had the sadsies for a while, but then they were back, right? Then we're having a good time again. Then we're out, and then what happens? Bumps into her at the bar, right? Maybe it's college, you see her in the dining hall, and all of a sudden, where does he go? Right back to it. I don't want Sidney Crosby getting into Gensel's head with anything about old times. I don't want him saying, hey, remember that time when? Hey, let's go look at the slides of that vacation we took. I don't want any you up texts from Crosby. I don't want any, hey, this July could be awesome from Crosby. Or any of those Penguins. I want you to build a barrier of Canes around Kensel at every possession stop. Well, actually, like we saw it when Kuznetsov went back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, right? A little joke trip from Ovechkin. A little ha 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 doink. Remember our inside jokes? I don't want that with Kensel. Kuzi, there's still some contract there. You can forcibly keep him. I don't want Kensel having any little ha ha, remember our inside jokes. 8 games in, I'm already too attached.
I know you hate this, but you know they're gonna have the tribute video for him.
I don't believe. Well, I think that should insult him. What
oh,
is this?
Really?
What is this? My funeral? No, I'm here to beat you. You're gonna celebrate me. That's what you do to somebody who's a non-threat. That's what you do to somebody. No, 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 no. Not me. You can turn that tribute video off. I'm about to make a new highlight film tonight. That's what I'd be thinking. He's not going to. He's going to wave to the crowd, and it's going to be emotional, and it's going to be nice, and they're going to show, you know, the cup winning, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I have to like it. I think tribute videos are ridiculous until someone retires. There's no one in our society. I'm not even limiting it to sports. There is nobody in our society that is celebrated more than the retired former great professional athlete,
mm-hmm.
or even great college athlete. Right, you don't even have to be an awesome pro, right? You think Tyler Hansbrough ever walks into the Dean Dome and doesn't get greeted by thousands of people cheering? Anytime he wants, that's all he has to do is walk in and wave, and everybody goes, "Oh my gosh!" Kensel will have whenever he retires, right? I was just listening to a podcast with Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, and Jeter goes, "You know, it's funny when you turn 30 and you're a professional athlete, everyone's like, 'Oh my gosh, you're so old.'" Then you retire at 40 and you go right back to being young again, right? Because then all of a sudden you're in like the business world and you're the youngest person sitting on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And It's like whenever Gensel retires, he can go back up to Pittsburgh and point to a banner and everybody will go, oh, tonight he's a Cane and he's there to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's there to score against the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, or set up his teammates to score against the Pittsburgh Penguins. If we're looking at the stats, that's more likely. That's what he's there to do. I just would constantly remind him of that. Hey, man, remember, we're not wearing the black and gold jerseys today.
He knows.
Don't have one of those, you know, instinct moments where Crosby's open in the crease.
Yeah, don't walk to the wrong locker room, all right?
I don't know. It's he's been just playing so well. And
he's been awesome.
And there's advanced analytics, and this is where it gets crazy. It is a small sample size, right? But I'm seeing like, oh, his estimated FG percentage E, I don't know what all the – it's actually better when he's on the ice with Aho than when he's on the ice with Crosby. I'm like, well, he's been on the ice with Aho for 1/4,000th of how many minutes he's been on the ice with Crosby.
Again, small sample size.
But still, I wanted to keep rolling.
I mean, numbers, eye test, you look at it, he and Aho and Jarvis on the same line together, pretty freaking awesome. Simple as that.
I completely agree.
Pretty freaking awesome.
I completely agree, which is why I don't want anybody from Pittsburgh getting any thoughts into his brain. None of them, okay? Everybody, stay away.